Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Egypt next month, and there's a group of Americans watching that trip very closely. They are the friends and relatives of people who've been swept up in arrests in Egypt over the past few years. Human rights groups say there are tens of thousands of political prisoners in that country today, including nearly 20 Americans and some green card holders. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In the lobby of the State Department, Aya Khalaf is trying to raise awareness about her parents. They were about to move to Seattle when they were arrested at their seaside home in Egypt in June and put in a mass anti-terrorism trial. Khalaf says she still doesn't really know why they're being held.
They're in like kind of a very small room without windows, without air or ventilation. They have no access to food or getting outside to exercise. They don't see anyone. They're completely isolated from anyone else. No one is allowed to visit them, not us or the lawyer. That's basically what we know.
She's particularly worried about her mother, who's from Qatar. The case against her began when Egypt, along with Saudi Arabia and others, broke ties with Qatar. And Khalaf fears her mom is a hostage in a diplomatic squabble.
She's lost a lot of weight. She's lost consciousness 2 times, and they refused to give her any medical care.
Khalaf, who was born in Texas, knows the U.S. won't be able to get consular access to her parents. Though they are green card holders, they're not U.S. citizens. But she says they have 8 family members who are, and that was the case she was making at the State Department's Office on Hostage Affairs, along with attorney Jared Genser.
That office's responsibility includes helping not just American citizens, actually, but also explicitly legal permanent residents with, quote, strong ties to the United States. The situation of Hossam Khalaf and Ola Kardari very clearly falls within the mandate of this office and the responsibility of the United States government.
They're also reaching out to the White House to try to get Vice President Pence to raise this case when he goes to Cairo. Praveen Madhuraju is trying to do the same for 2 of his clients, both U.S. citizens, a 52-year-old father of 2 from New York and a 27-year-old student. They've been in jail in Egypt since 2013, part of a massive crackdown on protesters.
We've asked the White House to help these families multiple times over the past 8 or 9 months, and we haven't heard a thing from them.
Madhuraju is an attorney with the nonprofit called Pretrial Rights International. He says Pence and the rest of the U.S. government should not sidestep this issue.
He should demand the release of Mustafa Qasem, Ahmed Atiwi, all Americans and all political prisoners who are unjustly detained, and demand their full due process rights be honored.
The State Department says it has been in contact with Egyptian authorities about these cases and takes its responsibility seriously to assist U.S. citizens abroad. Officials won't say how many Americans are currently in jail in Egypt, a key U.S. ally and recipient of U.S. aid. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin, met recently with Egypt's ambassador to talk about the country's poor record on human rights, including these mass detentions.
They've gone through some really tough security issues, but for Egypt's own security, for their own stability, they need to be much stronger in protecting the rule of law and rights of its citizens.
And Cardin says the U.S. should try to help Egypt find that balance. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.